A few important announcements. Before we start the Sugya of Shalom Dinrin, as a hakdama to the Sugya of Shalom Dinrin, in classic Noyit of a Mixas, if a person is Toiveya, you owe me five. Five cows, $5,000. Five. Five dinrin. And the loiva answers back, yeah, I owe you five. What's the din? Sky five. Shalom Yisrael. If he says you owe me five, and the loiva says no, zero. Zero is lahadam, I never saw you in my life. It's paraiti the whole five, but I owe you zero. What's the din? Shavuos Heses. Yeah, okay, I was waiting for someone to say Shavuos Heses. It's a kaifer akol. Kaifer akol is not chayv shvur deraisa. There is a shvur heses midrabanan. That's kaifer akol. Any other scenario, if the malva says you owe me five, and the loiva says what's left, if we already did zero and five, don't say six, please. One, two, three, and four. So in the setup of when the loiva nitba, the accused, is going to taina. One, two, three, four. The chelik that he's maida, one, two, three, or four, he pays. Because there's a din of Hadas Baldin, and there's even a chakir from the Ksois and the Mariban Lay, is that a hischaidis, or an amonus, or a mixture of both, and he's going to pay the one, two, three, four. Yeah, but when he's maida, the one, two, three, four, the guy was tevei a five, what about the four, three, two, one? The chelik akfira. Four, three, yeah, respectable in each case. So there's a shvu of maida b'mixas. That's the parish of maida b'mixas. If one were to ask, Lamasha, let's talk about 5-2. You get it? 5-2? Why doesn't the two have a migu to pata that he shouldn't have to swear because he could have said zero? Rab asks this kasha on Daf Gimel and he says, no, it's a migu da'oza. Rashi actually on Gimel said, it's more than that. It said, it's a meshiv aveda. This is all the hakdama. That, hey, he could have said zero. He was meshiv aveda and donated you two. That's a vada, thank you. That's a vada, a drora, that... Of course he's saying the truth, or as we dramatically explained it on Daf Gimel. He looks suspicious because he admitted two, so there's like a little bit of a drawer. The fact that he admitted the two makes him look a little bit off. That's the schmitz thing that makes him look legit. Stop, a liar would say zero. He says two. So there's no migu or meshiv aveda when by 5-2, the part of the shvua. A semi-klutz kasha. Why by 5-2 doesn't he have a migu that he could have said 1? Because again, I forgot, did we say the answer? Why 5-0? Why 5-2 doesn't have a migu that he could have said 5-0? Because it's awesome. To be kaifer a call to a guy that knows you're lying, or to a guy that did you a favor, if it's a halval, lemisha asal leitoyva, or even by a pakadan, lemisha makir reshikracha, that you're going to say 0. Why don't you have a migu that you could have said 1? Or truth is, any might have a mix us. 5-4 could have said 3, 2, or 1. 5-3 could have said 2 or 1. So the simplest answer is because this bite are going to be a shvua. Hare, the migu, or even the meshiv aveda, l'choira, only kicks in when you say, hey, I could have said a different time that would not be mechayev a shvua. And since... to do any less of a haidah, but not down to zero, is going to still be chayiv shvua, so there's no migu. But there's an alternative teretz if you so choose to need one. Everyone has a red line, what's for him ha'aza? Avada kaifer akal is a bigger ha'aza than maigav mixas. But when a guy says you owe me five, is it a bigger chutzpah to say two than to say three? It's a bigger chutzpah to say zero. Is it a bigger chutzpah to say two than three? I can hear not. I can hear that anywhere in the spectrum between 1 to 4 is semi-chutzpah. Well, no, maybe it is. But every person maybe has the red line of where his slav, where he says, oh, that's my chutzpah line, I'm not going to draw that line. Now, any case, Lamashal, let's pick an example out of the box. A guy says, you owe me five, and he says, three. Three. Let's say, is he lying or is he saying the truth? Is he lying or saying the truth?
The chutzpah line goes by them or the standard?
No, not a standard.
They get to set their
chutzpah? Avada. And you know what he said? The number that he said is what he said. Maybe that's why he said it. That's how we ended Shir yesterday as well.
What if some people don't have it?
Everyone goes to one person's share a week and there's about one. Okay. That was the Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two. There's a price here of Sloyim Dinrin is that a Malva came with a star. The star actually says, you owe me Sloyim. Doesn't say how many. You owe me Dinrin. Doesn't say how many. It could say you owe me dollars. Doesn't say how many. What's the minimum it could mean? Two. It can't be one because it says the Lashon Rabin. What would be actually if it said 1,000? You owe me 1,000. But it didn't say. There's a blank and it doesn't say. Is it 1,000 or 10,000 or 17,000? Then grata, the minimum would be one. Not zero, but one. But conveniently in a case when it was dinarin or slayim or dollars, so it's a minimum of two. Now technically the malva can come and money you two and then avad you have to pay. We're talking about a star mekuyim. There's no option for the loiva to say mezuyif. There's no option for the loiva to say perua. Why can't he say perua? Let him say, yeah, I owe you two, but I paid. Why can't he say perua? It's not today's sugya, but basics that you should know. The Malva has a star. Yeah. So say it. But you didn't say it. Shtarcha b'yadi, my boy. You can't, yeah. That's, I said it, yeah. Shtarcha b'yadi, my boy. So he's coming with a star and saying two. The loiva can't say zero, lahadam, mizuyif, paraiti. But interesting, the Malva comes and says five. I mean, it could be plural of slam dinrin is the minimum two. It could also be 5, or 86, or 171. It could be a lot of numbers. The Malva chose 5. What if the loiva says, yeah, it was 5, but I paid you all 5? Interesting case. I'm not exactly sure what the din would be. Anyone knows what the din would be in such a case? The Malva says that I have a shtar that you owe me 5. And the loiva says, yeah, I did, but I paid you all 5. What? Star chaviyadi, my boy. Yeah. But he has a migu, he could have said 2. We'll talk about that case. The case that we're setting up is that the Malva says 5. He chose a number. The minimum was 2. By the way, this star, it really, I don't know what the guys were thinking, it's maybe they trusted each other, it really said Sloyim. A guy lent him and he wrote Sloyim. There's another option to know, it actually did say a number. It said a number there, you see, it's erased. Something happened, ink fell in it, it became Nimchak. There really was a number. In such a scenario, the minimum is still 2. But there's no attitude, oh, for sure, it's a stomach 2, because the standard plural is 2. No, it said a plural, I don't know what it was. It was 2 or 18 or 5. That's interesting. I don't know if that would be the case, what would be in such a case in the sugya. Let's more safely assume that the case was, it really just said Sloyim Dinrin. And the Malva comes and says 5. Now, the loiva can't say 0, the loiva can't say 1.
Is there a tzad that's still 2, because even with the Nimchak,
the chances if it was Nimchak, depending on the size of the Nimchak, if it's a very big Nimchak, then maybe it said Mosayim Shloishim Visheva. You'll have to work out how many letters it is. We can discuss it. Oh, you're making the list already. Okay, yeah. You have till Chanukah to make a list of all the different scenarios of the case. Could be, let's stick to the one of the sugi first. The Malva said, the offer stands for everyone, but Yaakov, you can make a list. The Malva said 5. The loiva could say back 2. And again, I'm assuming that it didn't have a nimchak, that it was a random number. It didn't say a number. They wrote up a shtar, you owe me dollars, you owe me slayim. A guy lent him money, he said, let's write up a shtar, you owe me slayim. But Aiden, you owe me dollars, slayim, dinrin. Doesn't say how many. The Malva time is 5. Another basic hakdama. What would be if the Malva says 5, And the loiva says back, no, two, minimum two, and he goes with two. Does he have to pay two? Yes. Does he have to swear on the remaining three? On one hand, efshir, yeah, because it's a moed de b'miksas. And I want them to know the Gemara is mesupik, what's the din by 5-2. I'm going to be Ezer Hashem go through the Shakla Vataria. The Gemara, in a lengthy Shakla Vataria, happens to thread through back and forth whether 5-2 basics in this case should be treated as a moed de b'miksas. One option is, yeah, it's a moed de b'miksas, and he swears, chayiv. Alternatively, does it sad know that by 5-2 you're putter? Why? What would be a reason you're putter? Here's where it is, a twist in the plot. The Gemara, we're not going to do it today so much in each prat, but the Gemara, I'm setting up the structure though. The Gemara has three separate, different, lamdasha options why 5-2 shouldn't be treated as a moed de b'miksas. The Eluhain. The first of the three reasons is because it's halach. Why is it halach? Yesterday we discussed halach. Halach had a few different faceted meanings. It's that you actually put the money in the guy's hand. Is that what the loiva did here? He pulled two out and put it in the guy's hand? No, he didn't. Well, if that would be the case, then it would be halach like that sheet. That's not what he did. But there's a shtar that's like, hey, faroys, you're going to for sure be paying two. That's like not happening. It says it. You're meshubit. We're going to discuss this again. Our boys say, we're going to go into that more by Richas Be'emes the next year, but I just for structure of the sugya, there's one option that 5-2 is pashut considered halach. But the Gemara is not sure about it. The Gemara is grumbling in that. Is 5-2 considered halach? And also, even if it is considered halach, what then by halach? Do you swear by halach? Whatever halach means, there are more than one meaning to halach. Machloik is Rukhir of Sheshis. But then the Gemara actually has two more reasons why 5-2 is putter from Shmua, even if halach is chayiv, or even if you want to say it's not considered halach. There's still other reasons why 5-2 won't be a classic Moed de B'miksas. One reason is because the shtar is misayeya to him. To who? Big Shaila, we're going to talk about it. There's a few meanings to that Gemara. I'm sorry for splintering it into subtopics. And then the Gemara has another reason, because since there's a shtar and there's a sheep with karka, so ain't a shvan al sheep with karkois. Every one of the things I just said now is a huge sugya, and we're going to slowly, separately, in different shiurim, and the hemshich go through those. But I want for structure to set this up. So what's the din by 5-2? Not in Slam Dinrin. In Slam Dinrin, what's the din by 5-2? The Gemara is mesupik. It's important to stress that. The Gemara is mesupik. At one end, we have a tzad that you're chayiv because it's classic Moed of a Miksas. Was that clear? And the other tzad is no, that by 5-2, you're not going to swear. You're going to pay the two. You're not going to swear on the other three. Why will you not swear on the other three? Three reasons. Why will you not swear on the other three? Three reasons. What's the three reasons? Halach, Shibit Karkois, and Shtar Masayeya. Every one of those three sugis are big sugis. The Gemara deals with that. But actually, what is the brice itself that the Gemara brings? The machloikis, Rab Shimon ben Elazar, and Rab Akiva by 5-3. And interesting, the brice spells it by 5-3. What's 5-3? L'chayr v'aytir amayit b'miksas. But the Gemara suddenly says like this. Let's set up that topic first. Slaim dinrin. Ma'al v'aymer chamash lay v'aymer shalish. Rab Shimon ben Elazar aymer. Hayol v'hayit b'miksas hatayinu. You admitted three, so you shava on the remaining two. Rab Akiva aymer no. Ein ayela k'meshiv aveda. Fancy words. Meshiv aveda. Rashi says, Meshiv Aveda Takonas Chachamin. A disaster. Rashi on Gimel said the word Meshiv Aveda. There the Gemara didn't use the word Meshiv Aveda. There we had Rabba's generic question of Mitneima Amra Toira Moed Miksa Tiny Yeshava. And Rashi inserted. Rabba means to ask, hey, every Moed Miksas, let's pick a random number of 5-3 should have a Meshiv Aveda that he shouldn't have to swear on the remaining two because he could have said zero. And there Rashi says Meshiv Aveda is Dairaisa. That's a huge topic, by the way. Another subtopic that has to be addressed. Rashi on Gimel says Meshiv Aveda is a Dairaisa. Here he says Meshiv Aveda is a Derabonon. We said a Torah already from Rav Nochem that maybe the Gemara, once it introduced its Tzara Shavah, changes attitudes. On Daf Gimel, we were going that Meshiv Aveda is a Dairaisa, and we switched it. Tom Veloy Nishlam, that Nakuda. Can you do it? Tysus never uses the word Meshiv Aveda. In Tysus' books, what does Meshiv Aveda mean? Not a Dairaisa de Kesvara of, you look suspicious because of the Aida, you look legit because of the Aida. No, that's not Meshiv Aveda. And Meshiv Aveda also doesn't mean a Takanas Chachamim. So rather, how does Tosis, what word does Tosis synonymously use for Meshav Aveda? Always, all through Shas? Migu, already on the Bezim and Aleph, just for the record, it's time to chazer. On Bezim and Aleph, when Tosis asked that by Talis, every kula chetzi should be a Migu, he quotes a Gemara on Daf Ches, where the Gemara uses the word Meshav Aveda there, Grada. And Tosis, conveniently, Migu. Tosis on Gimel, when Rabbi asks his Kasha, says, why doesn't every Migu that mixes have a Migu? And Tosis, Bama says that Rabbi Kiva, now a Bryce, a classic 5-3 by Sloyim Dinarin, means a Migu. So I want to stall on this for a minute. We have Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, by Sloyim Dinrin. What's the din by 5-3? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says flat out, it's a Migu that mixes us. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's a Meshav Aveda, Takonis Chachamim, Doi Raisa, or call it Migu. What's the beer in the Machlaikis, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Kiva? Needs a lot of work, we're going to talk about it. But it's more than that. When you want to set the stage for this sugya of Sloyim Dinrin, and you want to analyze what's the Machlaikis, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that Rabbi Kiva says 5-3 is putter from Shvua, Meshav Aveda, Migu. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says 5-3 is Chayim Shvua. Careful. What do they hold by 5-2? If we're going to learn the Gemara now, we're going to quickly go through the Shakla Batari and then set things up. It's crucial to know that Rabbi Kiva, who holds 5-3, is putter, holds that even if 5-2 is chayim. Now, that's a crisis. But that's a masket, but it's more like that. 5-2 is chayim, and still 5-3 is a Meshav Aveda. Or Migu. What's the Migu? Because he could have said 5-2, but he would have been chayiv if he said 5-2. We'll have to deal with that. But it's Mavur Klar, Rabbi Kiva holds 5-3 is Chayiv, even if 5-2 is Chayiv. And alternatively, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says 5-3 is Chayiv, that would make sense even if 5-2 is Pater. Why would 5-2 be Pater? Three reasons. But even those reasons don't apply by 5-3, maybe. Let's first see the Shaka Batari of the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Oimer Hayel, Hayel, Mixa Tain, Yishava. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Any Elikim Eshevedu Pater. Katani Miyas, Rab Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Hoyel v'hoy, the Mixa Tain Yishava. The Gemara is Medayik, Taima, that the Gemara is Medayik, that the Braisa staged the Machloikis, Rab Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Kiva by a case of 5-3. Huh? Why did you do it by 5-3? Why didn't you just talk about 5-2? Says the Gemara, must be, at this point the Gemara holds the deep, the Gemara is going to zigzag on this Nakuda, on the 5-2 saga, but the Gemara says, Taima, Domer Shalash, Mash Mahashtaim, everyone holds its putter. And then you ask yourself, why is 5-2 putter? Why is 5-2 putter? So the Gemara's first attitude is, because the high star, the kamoy de behelechu. The etzim fact that the minimum of sloyim is 2, so the 2, you didn't mamash put 2 in his hands, but the fact that there's a star in his face, that for sure minimum means 2, that is helech. Now, that, Rabbi Isai, is a big chiddush, and we have to, in Lumbus, go analyze, reanalyze helech and discuss that. Not now. Wrap it up, put it on the side, we're going to do that. But that's what the Gemara's attitude was. That must be 5-2 is Halach. And the Gemara, that's why we're bringing this in, by the way. Shema Amina, Halach is Pater, or Ayatu Rav Sheshes. The Gemara cops out and says no. Lo'oilam Eim Elashtayim Chayev. Wow, total disarray. Maybe 5-2 is Chayev. It's not Halach. Dreim with Halach. It's Moed B'mixas. Aye. So why did the Braisa talk about a case of 5-3? Why didn't you just talk about a case of 5-2? Teretz says because they wanted to talk about Lafukim with Rabbi Kiva. What does Rabbi Kiva hold by 5-2? Even Rabbi Kiva holds 5-2 is chayiv. Rabbi Kiva only said by 5-3 a putter because you have a meshiv aveda because you could have said 2 and you said 3. And that's the kamash on the moed mix of taina have a chayiv. Frek the Gemara, nice try. But Ihochi, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, by 5-3, the Lashon as quoted is, hoyel v'hoy the mix of taina yeshava. Oh, you were moed the 3? Since you were moed the 3. What do you mean? Avzeh yeshava mibali, even 3. Who are then 2? Elol oilam, zigzag again, give careful. La'olam says the Gemara Yitaka right. There's a diak in the Braisa that they staged the machloikas of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar by 5-3. Must be that 5-2 is putter. But don't get all excited that you have a right that halach is putter. I have other options up my sleeve. Why 5-2 is putter? How many more options? If we're going to ditch the halach option, how many more options do we have? The Gemara says 2 more options. La'olam shtayim is putter. Halach is chayef. I say, why is shtayim putter? Shiny hacha de kamasayel eshtara. Again, headline, we're going to have to discuss this. Why the fact that there's a siyua from the star make that suddenly there's a p'tura and moed de b'miksas, various mahalchim and the rishayim. Inami, even a bigger topic, because since we're dealing with a star, it's a star of shibit karkois and einish bon al kvir shibit karkois. We're going to do actually the second half of the Gemara also, but again, in structure though, what did we just do? We definitely have a braisa of a machloikis, Rav Shimon and Elazar Rav Akiva by 5-3. Whether it's a Meshav Aveda or a Moed Mixas. but we had a discussion in the Gemara, what's by 5-2? First, the second half of the Gemara. Ika the mice of Misefa. Rabbi Kiva Omer Eini Ela Kameshi Vavedu Potter. By 5-3, you're a Meshi Vavedu. Hey, because you're being generous. You're giving him 3. Fact, the Gemara, Taimer Dama Shalish, Hashtayim Chayiv. Flat out, it's Mashma. Rabbi Kiva says, by 3, you're a Meshi Vavedu. Must be by 2, you Chayiv. I, why you Chayiv? I, Ashtar is Halach. Must be zigzag again. Halach is Chayiv. The Gemara answers, no. Maybe La'ilam Shtayim is also Potter. I, why did we stell the Machlaikas by 3? Because we wanted to have the Machlaikas. Rabbi Shimon Lazar and Rabbi Kiva. Dama Maidu Mixatayna Havav Chayiv. And it's Kamashlan, then it's a Meshavay, then it's Potter. And it's even Mistabra like that, because if you hold Shtayim is Chayiv and Shalish, how could Rabbi Kiva Potter? He's going to do a trick. He's going to admit 3 just to cop out of the Shvuah, Arumi Kamarim. Sabar, he says to himself, Yamin Shtayim, Bin Shtabuy, Yamin Shalish, Lani Kameshavay, the Potter. Shmamina Shtayim Nami Potter. Oh, Shtayim Nami Potter. So headline, you have arrived at Halach is Potter. Says the Gemara, same thing again. I have 2 other reasons why maybe you Potter by 5-2, by Esloim Dinrin. Elakash, the Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi holds Halach is Chayiv. Shiny Hosn, then Kameyase El Ishtara. Inami mishim dehavali star shibit karkois venishpon al star al kvir shibit karkois tom venishlam the tsura of the Gemara. Now we have a lot of work to do. I want to first talk about some other basics though in the sugya. We know we're talking about a case of slime dinrin, and let's assume that it's not that it was nimchak. Pashut, they generically wrote, you owe me slayim, you owe me dinrin. What's the minimum that probably means? And is even probably, the Gemara even says this for it. It's more. It's most misaber that was the number. If it was nimchak, it could be any number. But if it was originally written just generically like that, what's the most misaber that it means? 2. And now we have an issue. What if the Malbec, you know, ends up his game? He says, you owe me 5. Now, why did the Gemara pick 5 and 3? Why didn't it say the Malbec says 77 and the Leibah says back now only 36? Would have been a good option also, no? What would be wrong with 77-36? Well, what would be the din by 77-36? The Malbec says you owe me 77, the Leibah says you owe me 36. What would the din be? What would Rabbi Kiva hold? What would Rabbi Kiva hold? What? Meshav Aveda. Because he could have said 2. And what would Rabbi Shimon Elazar hold? Why is it the Meshav Aveda? I don't know yet, but whatever the Hezbollah is, yeah? So if any number would have worked, right? So why didn't it pick 77-36? What? Because why confuse it with bigger numbers? Do the most. What would be the lowest ground numbers that you would have to set up the sukkah? What would you have used? Oh, as a what do you mean 4? 5-4 or 4-3? Which one are you asking? 4-2. 4-3. 1 second. He's asking that why didn't the Gemara stell the Brisa by 4-3? Or why not 5-4? Well, 5-4 is already 77-36. So there's an interesting knech in the Achrayim I saw. I'll be makdim. The Shita Mekubetzes has a shiloh. Why did the Braisa say Sloyim and Dinrin? I get it. Pick one denomination. Sloyim, dollars, 1. Why do you need 2 examples? Shita Mekubetzes can ask such questions. A Bachar also could, but I guess, okay. A Bachar also said, come back with a better kasha. Shita Mekubetzes has a kasha. Shita Mekubetzes says there's a chiddush. Rabbi Kiva holds of Meshav Aveda, even if it's such a small, measly amount of just an extra dinar. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar disagrees to Meshav Aveda, even if it's a bigger amount. Slaim is 4 times, 4 dinars in a seller, just for the record. So we said in Rabusa, why didn't we talk about Prutis? Yeah, that's nice. Why didn't we talk about Prutis? Well, there wouldn't be might have mixes by Prutis. You need at least stay more, Kesef. You ask him, why didn't it say more? Why did it have to say dinar? Okay, Prutis it couldn't have been. But the Shita Mekubetzes says it's a tricha so that Rabbi Kiva holds of Meshav Aveda even by lower amounts. Rabbi Shimon Elazar doesn't hold of Meshav Aveda even by bigger amounts. The Pirus Yosef says another teretz. He says like this. He says, if it would only say Sela, and what was the numbers by the case of Sela? What was the numbers that the Brisa used? The numbers were the same. 5-3. I would think that it's only by Sela, not by Dinar. I would think by Dinar the din is different. Why? The Malva says 5. Hey, Malva, why did it say 5 dinars? It should have said 1 sella and a dinar. There's 4 dinars in a sella. The star, if how could you say it means 5? It would have said a sella and a dinar. And therefore, I would think that if the price would only say dinars, I would think dafka by dinars. But by sella, dafka by sella, I'm sorry. By dinars, I would have a taina. Your taina 5 is ridiculous. There's a raya that it's not that, because it would have said a sella and a dinar. And the Paris Yosef plays around with these kind of ideas.
Why is that right? The whole thing is all messed up.
I know.
In the first place.
Okay, I hear. Gotcha. That's what Paris Yosef wants to say. Now, I want to take it even a step further. There's a very interesting story from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim clears a shiloh. Let's say there's a star that actually the Pharaoh says, you owe me 4 dinar. The Pharaoh, you owe me 4 dinar. It says, halva, 4 dinar. How much does he, and it's a star, Makoyim, everything, how much does he owe him?
I lost
the
four.
What? 4 dinar. Could he pay a seller, or does he have to mamas pay 4 dinar? You ask, what's the chiluk? There's 4 dinar in a seller.
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you why. Because when you have a seller and you want to buy a falafel, you know how much falafel costs? 1/4 dinar. You're going to go to the falafel store, they don't even take sellers. It's just too big. What do? You go to the money changer. And what does the money changer give you for a seller? He gives you 4 dinars? No, he gives you 3 dinars and a whole bunch of little trinkets because he has to take off his 2.4%. 2.5, yeah. That's not supposed to correct. Klaus Reb Chaim, what's the din if a star flat out says 4 dinar? Are you allowed to insist you want the 4 dinar? Or can the lawyer say no? Have a seller and you go figure it out. He's misupin. He says, I have a raya from the Gemara in Baba Metzia Daf Dalet. But he doesn't say what the raya is. He was in yesterday's Mar Makaimus. He doesn't say what the raya is. Now the emes is, I don't know when this story happened to Reb Chaim. It's not really the sugi. He probably didn't say this when he learned the sugi of Slam Dinrin. When you're learning the sugi of Slam Dinrin, you probably shouldn't venture off and handle these zeitig topics. Probably someone asked him when he was only in a different sugi. And he, as an einfall, he said, oh, I have a raya from Slam Dinrin. Now the truth is, a parenthetical interruption, it's a mafershi gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Zayin. The gemara over there talks about a person that says, there's a shtar that says, you owe me 600. It says, you owe me 600. It says the number. What are they fighting about now? 600. What? Prutas, dinar, sloyim. Right, it would be a gishmak case, by the way. Mal v'oimer sloyim, v'loy v'oimer dinrin, yeah? But the Gemara says... Hello. Why did you sit in the front? I can't see. Gornish, everything's like confusing over here. I told you there was room. It would be better. There's a mefarsh in Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Vav. It says in the shtar, you owe me 600. Of course, what is the loiva saying? What does it mean? The loiva, the guy that has to pay, yeah? What? Prutas. Says the Gemara, no, what ridiculous prutas. Then it wouldn't have said 600, it would have said 3 dinars and 24 prutas. 192 dinars and a pruta. It would have said 3 dinars and 24 prutas. LMI for sure doesn't mean prutas. What do you mean? Maybe it said 600 so the guy can have a payment that he wants to be paid in prutas. Why did they? So Emes is in the first Gemara. But Reb Chaim says he has a raya from the sugya of Slime Dinrin. What's the raya? And by the way, what's the raya? Which way? I have two versions to the story. I apologize. One option is that Reb Chaim said, how could the Malva say 5? How could the Malva say 5? If it would be 5, it would have said a sell and a dinar. LMI, no, it said 5 because he wants to be mocked to be paid with 5. And you are allowed to be mocked. But then there's an alternative nusach that punk faker. By 5, it's not a tiny that it should have said sela and a dinar. It was punk faker. Reb Chaim asked, why did the sugi stage it by 5-3? Why didn't it do 4-3? Oh, says Reb Chaim, it couldn't do 4-3. Because if Amalba says 4, then we talk a fire and we say, ridiculous, you can't say 4. Then it would have said a sela, 1, flat sela. Sela vid dinar is not a tiny that instead of saying 5 dinar, it should have said sela dinar. But flat out 4, why didn't it say 4? Why didn't the Braisa talk about a case of 4? Says Reb Chaim, because in the case of 4, the Malva won't get away with saying 4, because we'll time it to him, or 8, for the matter. Because we'll say, they'll just say it, Sela, 2 Selas, let her just say it. Must be, you're not allowed to be Makbid. So the sugi went both ways. But now we have to talk about the Iker Sugi. What is the Machloikis, Rab Shimon ben Elazar and Rab Akiva? Rab Akiva says, Meshiv Aveda, or Migu. Why doesn't Rab Shimon ben Elazar hold of it? Or as Tysus, you know, innocently asks on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Listen to it, Tysus. V'im taimar, yehei nemon, b'shalosh, b'migu, d'boy amershtoyim. This is classic, Tysus does it. Tysus comes and has his own kash on the sugi, a new take on the sugi here. L'chayra, what's that, Reb Shimon ben Elazar? When he says 3, 5, 3, why doesn't the loiva have a migo that he could have said 2? Why doesn't the loiva have a migo that he could have said 2? That is Rabbi Akiva. Tosis doesn't hold to such a thing as Meshiva Vega. Tosis holds migo. So Tosis is asking, why does Shimon and Lazar argue with Rabbi Akiva? So let me say, what's Pshat? Like, I have a passion in the sugya, Tosis says. Like, listen to this one. That's what the sugya is about. We want to know. Lamaisa, what does Tosis answer? He says, V'yesh loimar, keeping the Helach Potter, Im Yoimer Shtaim have a Lekoifer Hakol, V'eino de Meiz, Ule Rabbi Akiva lo have a Azaz de Mesagei Leshtar. Meirat Exach, says Tosis. In classic, in the Hakdama, why by a 5-2 don't you have a Migu? You could have said 0. Because it's a Maha'aza. In a case of Sloim Dinrin, when you're boxed in on 2 and you can't go below 2, 2 is the new 0. So 2 is Ha'aza. The problem is, Tosis says that's only true if you hold Halach as Putter. And what if you hold Halach as Chayef? So it's funny, because on Amid Beis, Tosis asks the same Kash again. What if you hold 5-2 as Chayef? What do you do then? And then he works out, no, it's still a Migu to Ha'aza. And this is a big problem. The Nachlas David asks, tell me, if you want to psychoanalyze a person, whether it's a chutzpah for him to say 0, and the levels of chutzpah for different people. I know all about it. There are different chutzpahim, and there are different levels of what a person's chutzpah is. But tell me, to say 2 in a case of Shlom Dinu, when you know the minimum is 2, is that mamash the chutzpah of 0, or that's a little bit less of a chutzpah? I can hear analyzing that also. But to go and tell me that it depends on the lumdus of Halachai, which is a sugi we're doing for 3 days, and we don't even have a grasp on it yet. Every Chaim Yankel that doesn't a lamdin and didn't learn Baba Metzia, whether it's a chutzpah or not, is totally in the lumdus of Halachai, Reb Chiya and Reb Sheshes, the two gedolei hador, Tana and Amir, I don't know. Whether Shmuel, who's going to start saying 2, is he a chutzpah or not, he has to know the sugya. Is it a chutzpah or not? And you know what? I want to ask the chutzpah kasha. Watch this. I say you owe me 5 and you say 0. Big chutzpah. I say you owe me 5 and you say 0. Big chutzpah. I say you owe me 5 and I say, without a star, without slum dinner. I say you owe me 5 and I say 2. Not such a chutzpah. I say you owe me 5 and I say 2, but I also pull out the 2 and give it to you. I'm being nice. That now it's a chutzpah. Because I gave you 2, that's a chutzpah. That's a chutzpah. You got it? It's a chutzpah. I don't get it. 5-0 is a chutzpah. 5-2 is not a chutzpah. But if you give him the 2, then it is a chutzpah. I know I already said yesterday that the factor of kaifer hakol is not about numbers. A kaifer hakol on $17 is a chutzpah, and a moed mitzvah on $170,000 out of $180,000 is not. It's not about the amounts. I get that. But flat out 5-0 is a chutzpah on the 5. 5-2 is not a chutzpah on the 3. I'm sorry, it's not a chutzpah on the 3. But if I give you the 2, now it's a chutzpah because it was a chutzpah on the full 3. It's very schwer. Me'idach Gisa, Rashi learns that the sugi is not about Migu. Rashi learns the sugi is about Meshav Aveda. And you know what? I want to say something fascinating from Rashi. Rashi says, developed muches on it, but I think, there's a big Amid here we went through. It's, we have to go back. We're not finished this because every stage, why Ishtar is Halach and why Ishtar is Misayele and why Ishtar is Karka, every one of those Shlavim. Today we just did the structure. We're going to fill in those ones in. But there's a Rashi way down at the bottom of the Yomid. It looks like, he's wrapping it up at the end. He's saying, let's just finish the Rashi's quick so we can do it. There's a big Rashi there. Rashi, the Harsa of the Sugya. When the Gemara says, Moi de Mixas, Rashi says, so what's Pshat and Rav Shimon ben Elazar? That by 5-3, you're a Moi de Mixas. Why? You're a Meshav Aveda. You could have said 2. Says Rashi, no, you're not a Meshav Aveda. Listen to this one. This is called double reverse psychology. Einoi Meshav Aveda. The Arume Kamarim de Lecheske Benemon. This is a guy that cares about his reputation. You come to him with a star of Shloim Dinrin. If he says 2, is he going to get away with it? I mean, he's going to pay his 2. He can't get out of the bottom 2. He's going to pay his 2. But he's going to pay his 2, pay his dues, and that's it. He's not going to have to go beyond that. That's fine. But you know what he thinks about it? He says his reputation is going to be lousy. People are going to say, you're the kind of guy that when they attack you, you go for the barest minimum, and that's it. I want to make myself look, I'm willing to pay money. But I'm still going to get, I'm not going to admit the whole 5 Shalom Al Yisrael, but I'll admit a little bit more. It does me a double. I still save a lot of money. He really owes 5 and he's trying to lie, or a mishtamet, or whatever his issues are. But he's also going to look like, to say 2 is walking out, and people say, that's the guy that just got, they said Sloyim, so he said 2, Shkoyev. So he says 3. So it's the opposite of Meshav Aveda. It's This guy, yeah, but he's doing the Meshav Veda not because he's saying the truth. He's doing the Meshav Veda because he's a liar who also has a little bit of a chutzpah, but also wants to keep his reputation. So he says three. And therefore, he still is a Moedah. And I have a question. What if the Malba says 17 and the Leiba says 12? Well, you know what? Sorry for doing that to you. What if the Malba says 5 and the Leiba says 4? Forget about Rakhine's judgment of 4. The Malba says 5, the Leiba says 4. What does Shimon ben Elazar hold? Is it a Meshav Veda? What? Yeah, what does Rav Shimon ben Elazar hold? Why it's not a Meshav Aveda? He's a Meshav Aveda. He added more than he needed. What? He could have said three. No, I know he didn't want to say two. Yeah, he said that. Excellent. He didn't want to say two, because a two gains his money, but he looks like Slim Jimmy that's trying to catch out of him. Minimum, embarrassment. So he could have said three. He could have said three. And he might have said four. I want to say a Moirudik. I want to say a Moirudik. What?
What?
He's willing to pay for it to be not that guy that does that. He doesn't want to be the guy that does Beerus Minimum. He doesn't even want to be the guy that says... I mean, he doesn't want to be a Lecheski Benemenik. He wants to go even higher than that. He wants to not look like that guy who's trying to make himself look good. Okay, so what if it was 6'5"? 7'6"? 8'7"? Where does it stop? I'm asking Shaila. I once wanted to say a Chiddush. You want to hear a Chiddush? You're competing with me over there. I don't know what's going on. You have a dingazich, you mask him. I want to say a chiddush. Rav Shimon ben Elazar is going to hold by 5-4. He's going to agree that it's a Meshav Aveda. Because he went Meshav Aveda beyond Lecheski ben Emen. And we have a new teretz why the Brisa didn't say 5-4. We said a whole stick of Torah from the time that the Brisa didn't want to talk about 5-4. Because 4-4 dinar to a sella, and he wanted to avoid the whole thing about the money changer. No. It's taka 5-3. Because by 5-4, he has that option. I don't know if you make cheshbonis like that. Now, again, I think this whole Lecheski ben Emen, I have a kasha. Wow, I have a kasha. Who asked that every Moedim Mixas, let's pick a classic Moedim Mixas, 5-2, if you don't mind. Not by Islam Dinrin. 5-2. The Malva says you owe me 5, the Leiva says no, I only owe you 2. Who asked the kasha that Lechaira, maybe you should have a Migu or a Meisim Aveda, you could have said 0. Who asked that kasha? I forgot already, who asked that kasha? That by every moed of a mixas, whenever you moed of a mixas, you could have been a koi for a call. What? Rabbi had a kasha. What was Rabbi's teretz? Nigadoz. I have a new teretz. He didn't want to say 0 because a 0 looks like the guy that's trying to just sneak out of things. He wants to look lecheski b'neman. What? He should have said 1 pruta. He should have said 1 pruta. So that's an excellent. And that's a big shaila. Every moed of a mixas, every Maida Mixas has a Migu that he could have said 1 fruta. What do you want to say? Why he doesn't have a mix, he could have said 1 fruta? What?
It's still
Michai. Why can't every Maida Mixas have a Migu that he could have done Heilach on 1 fruta? Why doesn't every Maida Mixas have a Migu that he could have done Heilach on 1 fruta?
Because Migu Heilach is not sure. Because part, the Heilach is a part that I'm giving on the thing.
He doesn't have money in his pockets. Okay, that's what Dachrim say. But we still have a problem. What's the din? What's the din if a guy says you owe me 100? Sorry, throwing total different numbers here. A guy says you owe me 100, and he says no, I only owe you 50 and Heilach 20. What's the din? Again, you owe me 100. You know what? Why am I doing 100? 5. He says, a guy says, you owe me 5. He says, not by slum dinner, classic. You owe me 5. He says, I only owe you 3, and here's 1. What's the din? Chayv Shvuah. Why? He has a migu. He could have just done the halach of 1. Or Kvega Frektikash. But Oifin, then now we have to set this up. 1 second. So again, I want to wrap things up. First, without Sloyim Dinrin. without Slayim Dinrin in a classic case, but will be consistent with the same numbers. When a guy says, you owe me five, if you say zero, you're a Kaifer Akal. L'chayr, if you say anything besides one, two, three, or four, you're a Moed B'Miksas, and you don't have a Migu of zero of Kaifer Akal. You also don't have a Migu of four, three, two, one, because either you'll be Chayiv or because it's your red line. Then we introduced Slayim Dinrin, and again, the Nakuda of the Sugya. The case of the Braisa specifically is 5-3, Klar, that's the Tzura. 5-3, and fact on ground is that Rav Shimon ben Elazar says it's a classic Moed B'Miksas. Rav Akiva says, no, it's a Meshav Aveda, which either means a Deraisa Dikadin, or here Rashi says it's a Derabonon, or it means a Migu. The Gemara's closure discussion on this is 1 second. Very nice, the Braisa is talking about 5-3, and we have the respectable Machloikas Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rav Akiva. But what's the din by 5-2? And here you have to, and this is just being first set up for the Hemshech. We're not going to go weiter beyond Masav. We have to go into fill up the blanks over here. Is that the Gemara Baklar in structure? I said that already today, right? We're going to have that there's an option that 5-2 is Chayiv. And again, quickly, why is 5-2 Chayiv? Because it's a Moed B'Miksas without pitch of kiss. It's a Moed B'Miksas. And even if 5-2 is Chayiv, Rabbi Kiva still has a tzad 5-3 is Patr. And why is that? Migu, you're very hard-pressed to say. He doesn't have a Migu. Had he said 5-2, Rabbi Kiva agrees, you'd be chayiv. Tosfos asked the kasha, Rashi asked the kasha. But Vayis says over here, because of the siyu of the shtar, that he could have said 2 and really looked good, there's a meshiv aveda. There's a meshiv aveda that he's going to be Patr on 3. L'umah said, we have Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, in fact, if you go that 5-2 is Patr. And again, why should it be 5-2 Patr? It's a classic Moed B'Miksas. 3 reasons. Either because it's Halach, we have to be Masbedet on Sunday. Or because it's Shtar Messiah, we have to be Masbedet. Or because it's Karka, we have to be Masbedet. But 5-2, and because of those three aforementioned reasons, it's going to be 5-2 is going to be Patr. And still, he could have been Patr. And he went and said 3, and he was a Meshav Aveda, he added more. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar doesn't hold to that Meshav Aveda. Either because he didn't want to say 2, because it's a Migu de Ha'oza, which is totally in the Lamdas of Halach, wow. Chutzpah is totally in Lamdas, wow. Or in Rashi, that big Vart, that specifically over here, in a Shtar that already says 2, a guy, Dafka, is willing to spend a little bit more money not to look like the guy that just sneaks out. And I'll end with this, because I asked it, and I'll end with it. I asked that when Rabbi asked that every 5-2 has a migu of 5-0, why don't you say the svar of Lecheske ben Eman? It's not true. Lecheske ben Eman is dafka in a case when you already have a shtar backing you. And the guy that walks out saying, yeah, there was a shtar against me, so I slimmed it, I clean cut, just 2. That you don't look. Saying 0 is on the spiel. But to say 2 on a slum dinrin, that looks like a guy that's is Teflon, he's trying. So he's willing to go up 1 to make him look like the guy that's not looking good. And then we got the Awakasha. And what about 5-4, 6-5, or again, Lefianis, what's the din by 77? 36. Does Rav Shimon ben Elazar, can you say, yeah, you know why the guy said 36? The star said slime. He could have said 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 18. He said 36. You know why he said 36? Because he wants to look like the legit guy who's not trying to fool you. What? So why didn't he say 35? No, because 35, he would have said, really, he would have said 34, but he wanted to, no. I don't know where to stop. Yeah? Angle number side. He rounded it off. Okay. Yeah, this is Chumash Ravada, man.